our minds and fall apart, knowing we're the only ones to heal each other's hearts. Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
How did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? Should have never tried to play. Before we go too far.
We were lovers.
We were lovers.
And the best of friends.
And the best of friends. Oh.
And I hope that we can be that. Friend inside that will make amends. Oh, how did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? We will never be the same. Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
Before we go.
Before we go too far.
Before we go too far.
I don't know who's seen I understood what I meant by this is one of the most important show that I'm going to do so far, unless some other musicians come and top this. But today, I really want to focus on my guest should be in, my co-host, not guest, so we can kind of like expound on this dialogue about what makes a band, a musician, an artist, a Grammy-nominated artist. What does it consist of? I watched something last night which inspired me to bring up this subject. I don't know how many musicians are listening, but this is just for the average people out there who are listening and, you know, who want to get some understanding, especially Caribbean people. I don't know if they realize the amount of things that goes into getting there for a Grammy, right? And I'm going to continue with the music that was the first by Lady C and... Jesus, the brother name again. It slipped me. I have it in my mouth, but I'll be going back to that. I really love that song. It's a really nice song. And as you can see, that's an American song. And it didn't get nominated for a Grammy. Great song. Awesome song. And while I go along in this show, I'm gonna be tipping on some great songs that didn't get nominated for a Grammy, especially one that I thought it would be up there with the biggest of hip-hop and being certified gold and being a world record. I wish my audience was good enough to just come in and chime in with me on this, and I'd ask them to guess which song it is. But as it is, I'm going to keep going. Today on the Wagwan Show on TRS Radio with Poetic Sam and my guest who's about to come through on the move, Lumley. So here I go with Rad Pinnock, Far Too Long. I'm starting off with some unknown, partly because of the subject we have today. Usually on Wednesdays I play known artists, but today I'm going to tip it off with my unknown. They're here on Saturdays. all over the TRS radio with Poetic Sam Musical Turntable. And those listening near and afar, I don't talk as much in the beginning, but I really would like, you know, some feedback. And I'm going to get some information out there. Grammys are not as easy as you think it is, my friend.
Red Block.
Every moment with the one you love. You're a fabulous God, God, you're more than birth. You brought meaning to my life. My search is done since you came along. My world has come alive. You're a fabulous God, God, you're more than birth. You brought meaning to my life. My search is done since you came along. My world has come alive. You make me smile. You're my heartbeat. You're my princess, God of the night. You keep me warm, my shelter from the storm. Love you that class, love you that time. You're a fabulous God, God, you're more than birth. You brought meaning to my life. My search is done since you came along. My world has come alive. You're a fabulous girl, but you're more than birth. You brought meaning to my life. My search is done since you came along. My world has come alive. Whoa. You're a fabulous God, but you're more than pearls. You brought meaning to my life. My search is done since you came along. My world has come alive. You're a fabulous God, but you're more than pearls. You brought meaning to my life. My search is done since you came along.
Okay, so my subject today is about preparation for Grammy, but I don't think it's just the preparation for the Grammy. It's also preparation for a music career. The reason why this hit me like this is because I watch on between YouTube and bloggers and all these folks talking about Spice, that, well, not everybody was, mostly people who are affiliated with her saying that Spice got robbed. Well, I didn't think so, even without looking at it in depth to what was going on, but I didn't think that she got robbed. I just think that others were more prepared than I, and there were other artists in the Grammy, in the reggae Grammy selection that I thought, over time, they were better, more rounded, and real-sounding artists, more than having one subject to sing about. Because to me, people like Shenseea and Spice, they only have one subject. Apart from Spice doing that hypocrisy, which was, and the way she presented it, even was kind of questionable. But that was, that's the only song I've heard her do outside of all the other stuff, the skin out, drop down, drop off, you know, back up, all this foolishness. That I don't know if those things have longevity. but that's what she did. I didn't hear the whole album. I've heard more of Chantia's album than I do of Spice's album. And Spice's album was produced by two stalwarts of the reggae fraternity, Sean Paul and Shaggy. I don't know, somewhere along the line, it's there. Even within the context of right now where they're streaming, there is more visuals than record sales. It makes a difference because let's put them in comparison, draw a comparison between Coffee and those guys. Coffee don't spend half her time on social media to promote herself. Yet still, she comes out with a new album, and she has over 200,000 sold already, and it's on the UK chart. What is the difference? Her approach. Not saying everybody has to have the same approach, but her approach is completely different from these people. Cynthia put out an album. I don't think she sells 10,000 copies. It says certified gold in the U.S., but I don't know, gold from what? From listening to it or gold from just the album being played and replayed, because she put out the album itself. Pieces, quite a bit of it is on YouTube, and you can hear the song. Number one, her fan base borders between New York and Jamaica. And she has her fan base is, I'm Shantia talking, fan base is very huge in Jamaica. Jamaican population do not buy music. They do not buy. They'll support you on the net as much as they can, but purchasing power, zero. Basically, zero. So, if you're preparing your music, which a lot of the dancehall artists do, your music is geared towards Jamaica. And they want to get the Grammy? I don't think so.
Don't need to get away, she bound and go. Feel so far away, she is watching, you know. Mikey Coach and stand up and tell her, say, good luck gonna overflow. What a dream. I me took her down a country for a while. Man, me think she would have changed her style.
Not changing.
Me never know that the girl was so spoiled.
Sure.
She won't go back a dream mile. She won't go back a dream mile.
Oh.
I have to say if she want to go to Spanish Town.
Spanish Town.
She said the youth them a go treat you like a clown.
Like a clown.
Like a clown. Let me take her up to St. Mary.
St. Mary.
St. Mary. And she a move like she a celebrity. Let me move on up to Portland. She a mad woman.
Insane.
Put a tree right.
It's some based on a true story, you know.
She will go back a tree mine. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She tell me say her neighbor string cut out a tree mine. Tree mine. And no matter the cost or the consequence, you know, left Three Mile Hill, Three Mile Hill.
Take her east, west, north and south, but she still won't go back out to Three Mile Hill. Say she miss her mama and papa smile, not to mention her child. Seems like she gets spoiled. Give her comfort and money in the kind.
She look me in the eye, me wonder why. She want go back a 3 miles. Then me tell her me take her out a east up a St. Thomas Mountain. Stop her out and wash her out and make her heart feel free then. Drink two jelly, feel happy and merry for the weekend. Introduce her to my family. But anyway, I might say, what a 3 miles. What a 3 miles.
Don't wanna play ping pong. Don't play domino.
After me book a little girl at 3 miles.
Six up in this on Babylon killing a row.
And me took her down a country for a while.
Where me and the place is in
man, me think she woulda change her style.
Just who the youth them come from the ghetto.
Me never know that the girl was so spoiled.
It's
she won't go back a 3 miles. She won't go back a 3 miles.
Chicago, Chicago, Chicago. Oh, down in Miami.
Okay, Poetic Sam, right here on the Wagwan Show. I am discussing the whole aspect of this Grammy. People who aspire to get to that Grammy nomination, that Grammy, you know, bit. That's who not just them, but I'm just bringing out what I learned last night. It's very informative. I was watching one of those bloggers called The Fix, and they brought up the lady who's responsible for marketing and helping to bring to the Grammy the Soldier. They're white, even though some of them look half-breed, mixed, as you would say, better than saying half-breed. Sorry, folks. No pun intended. But what happened is, because they were not Jamaicans, a lot of Jamaicans had the impression that they shouldn't have won the Grammy over all the other Jamaicans. So what she has signified to me is that, okay, Soulja, I've heard of them before. Never listened to them extensively. Never really paid them great attention, but I live in Florida, and they have a reggae festival that keeps down here every year. I went there 1 year. Very, very large lineup. They have it every year, and they were on that. Because the Marleys were there before, and quite a few of these white reggae acts. So the point I'm making is that I don't believe that reggae is just regulated to Jamaica. There's a lot of light. There's a lot of love for reggae outside of Jamaica. Lot. I'll even go as far as remembering back in the day in the 90s when they used to ask when Sunsplash was hot, and I used to leave and go to Jamaica to watch Sunsplash, and the complaint was that all of the best reggae musicians, Eric Barnett included, he now lives in New York, I know, everybody went to Japan to do Japan Splash. They afforded the best musicians, most popular musicians out of Jamaica to go to Japan and do a reggae splash. Now, that's not impossible. In these times, that's not impossible. And the biggest part of it is that Soulja has been in business, has been playing music, reggae music, for over 25 years. I can't fault them. I can't say anything. They did. They moved. they work and they've developed themselves to be able to go in a Grammy category. Okay? And they're no strangers to Jamaica. So while all that is going on, Poetic Sam right here on the CRS Radio and the Wagwan Show. Thanks for those listening. I understand there's a sister all the way in Africa, Ghana, listening. So we got them all over. But come Saturday, that's when you really throw down the music. But I'm dropping some of the unknown in the first half, the first hour, because I'm discussing. But these artists right here who are reggae, Jamaican, or not Jamaican, but reggae influence from the Caribbean, and if they feel or expect to be on the Grammys, there are lots of work you have to do.
Top of the Ram Mecca, Tanzania, Jamaica, Vanessa, right here, broadcasting live and from right here.
Just bringing this sound of the ghetto, like the sound of the ghetto now. Just bringing this sound of the ghetto.
Among the ghetto problems, now that COVID-19 is here, people harm. My fam living in and suffering in slums. I don't like it right here, cause my mother and my sister and step out here. Politician where you live, all is death now here. From side to side, back and forth through the cycle. Fight for us, do for us like Malcolm.
Lift up the youth from the ghetto. Fight against the light and hard time in the ghetto.
All the ghetto queen, remember that your way home. Keep shining, flower in the ghetto. From the west of your mouth to the well, you are dressed with the best, yeah. Give me that smile and release me from the stress.
Baby, bring it out, baby, bring it out. Let's make the whole world realize.
Just bring in the sound of the ghetto. That's the sound of the ghetto now. Just bring in the sound of the ghetto. That's the sound of the ghetto.
Poetic Time right here on the Wagwan Show on a Thursday evening. Oh, world, 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 world. WWW, the whole wide world. Those listening in from Ghana, another special lady, I'm giving a shout out to you, sister. Big shout out. So, here I am discussing the Grammy thing. This Grammy thing, what happened with the reggae part of it. So, my question, having a viral song, does that make you Grammy worthy? Not from what I can see with things, because there's a lot of people who went Grammy. And I asked a question earlier, which African artist that was hip-hop, more than hip-hop, that they did last time I looked, and I haven't looked in a while, but their song, two people, Wizkid and Temps, their song did over 54 million views. Never heard their name on the Grammy. I watched the whole thing. So, I don't know. There's been a debate going around as to whether they're going to replace it. It's not really a debate. It was said that they're going to replace the reggae category with Afrobeat category. Apparently, if you don't have enough voters and people and forcing the Grammy to make a decision on something, you're not going to get it. So when we sit there, all these artists that says, oh yeah, they want to be, they're part of the artist fraternity and don't have a vote. And for musicians, it's $100 to vote. Now, if you don't want to put out $100 of your own money to gain something for yourself, maybe not this year, another year. Remember, I said Soulja was there for over 25 years, and they're just now winning the Grammy. So, those who come in the market in 2 years, 3 years, for example, I'm going to use Cynthia. She's only been there for a couple of years. Spice, she's been around for a little bit, I'd say maybe 10. And she don't win the Grammy. She expected to just win the Grammy just like that. I don't think so. I really don't think so. And I'm not saying it can't happen, but your preparation is not up to par, according to what I'm hearing from this lady who's been in the Grammy, is in Nashville, Tennessee, where she says there's a studio on every corner. It's pretty much like Jamaica. There's a lot of studios. There's a lot of people, influential people in, up, and around, and about who has connections in the business. And you have to get to know one of these people. You have to get yourself as a musician, as a band, as an artist, aligned with people who are able to go to the Grammy and make recommendations for you, not just for themselves and not just for your one song, but recommendations for you because you've been working it. I was at a, what should I call it? Impasse? Maybe that's one word, but I was at a really hard in understanding why the Marley always seem to win. Even though I know Ziggy is married to one of the head people up there in the Grammy. I don't know what that true is, but that's what I've heard in more than one case. But what I've noticed is that they've built a reputation of having their representative go to the Grammy and present their music to the Grammy Association, and they listen to it and say, yeah, I like it, yeah, I don't like it, whatever, all these things. That. So all the people you see up there on the Grammy that was collecting Grammy, they have a representation inside the Grammy. inside. So when you sit outside and make music, and some of us put it up on the same social media platform every day, expecting to go viral, that doesn't even work. And it's not because we can't go viral, because there's a lot of artists I play on here that sounds very, very good, that I think is worthy. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it. I think they're very worthy of the work that they put in. But they have a lot more work to put in. There's so much. It's unbelievable. I was flabbergasted. Trust me. Listening to this lady for about an hour last night, it's crazy. Anyways, I'm going to drop Atanal. This is Poetic Sam on the Wagwan Show. Well, I would like to hear my co-host come in and give some thoughts. I'm here alone.
Hey. I have a story to share with you. Everyone look someone else to blame. Mm-hmm. But no one now blame themselves.
Not blame themselves.
How this really gonna come to man? Meditation is the highest weapon.
Yeah.
Especially in a time like this, when everyone seems inhuman. Meditate. Everyone is looking someone to blame on. It's not strange, but it is so wrong. Hey. Blame it on COVID, if that's the word.
Yeah.
Blame it on the children, still not the worst.
No.
Blame it on the environment. But no one blame themselves. Inhuman. 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 This world full of inhuman. Inhuman, inhuman, inhuman. This world full of inhuman. Yeah. Check the vaccine, check the chlorophyll.
Check
the clothes, them the animal skin.
Yeah.
Check the pen, books and the bill. Even the garbage bin. It's in the food that we eat. We can't escape it.
No.
It's a population control. Inhuman. 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 This world full of inhuman. Them say technology advanced, yet still them can't advance to solve them the problem.
Still a the problem.
Hey, every year it gets worse. Be a gonna burst. Them blame it on the music.
Hey,
I try to elude it. Hey. Insanity doing the same thing over again, hoping to get a different result. It not go work now.
That's possible.
It not go work.
That's possible.
Inhuman. 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 This world full of inhuman. 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 Children are the future. Help them to grow.
Yeah.
Why you are target them?
What?
Hey. Inhuman. 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 This world full of inhuman. Inhuman.
After all on that one, inhuman. Like the words, like the idea. Now, back to the subject at hand. Now, I know, because I used to live in Canada, And now I'm living here in the United States. But I knew about the Grammys before. I even knew about the Juno. I'm a Juno member. But what I would like to know, I know it's a larger market here, and everybody kind of try to get to this American market. But Canada has Juno Awards. I don't know all the schematic that goes into getting a Juno, but I guess there are some things that are pretty much the same. But question, does the workings of the artist is as exhaustive as it is here in the U.S.? And I guess I asked the question, I'm kind of answer it, because I've known people who won Juno, and I see, yes, they did put in a lot of work. I wish I could get him to talk to the one that I know personally to kind of, even though it's been a while. But, you know, they get nominated and they get a Juno, and I don't know if it's afforded them the kind of financial and popularity return as the Grammy does. But I know it's probably still, most likely, still a lot of work, but not as much out there as it is here. And that is something to be taken into consideration, that, for example, The Weeknd is a Canadian. Tony Lorenz is a Canadian. But I think in order to qualify under the American system, you got to get out, you got to not be a Juno member. Don't quote me on that, but as far as my knowledge goes, I know that if I wanted to register songs, there's things I need to do. There's a difference between the ASCAP, the BMI, and the Juno. There's a difference between all three. So there are things that have to be considered. Then again, what about Jamaica with JCAP and the other one? I mostly know about JCAP. What about those? How does all of these package together to be able to create the effect it does on the Grammy? You know, this is where it would be nice to have others chime in on it. Unfortunately, 661-467-2407, that's CRS Radio. I don't know if I have mostly overseas listeners, like in Canada, up there in Canada, and Canada's phone system sucks. If they want to call down here, even though they have a plan, they still got to pay. It's not like here we can call over there, call Puerto Rico, call Mexico, and don't get extra charges. But Canada's system sucks. And then there are others who are way further away. But anyways, we're still going to go with the music. I'm talking about the Grammys. The Grammys, it's all being the talk. In almost an hour since I've been on. Okay? This is my focus today. That's why I go on.
Enslaved by the system, we're left to wonder how long we'll stay alive. They chain us, they beat us, mentally captivate us, physically we're in turmoil. The condition it worsens, they rape our black sisters, then leave with a smile. And then we have our babies, they take them, they sell them, and leave us there to die. We wanna go to paradise, yeah, paradise, oh, I wanna go to paradise, yeah.
the famous Voltaire. Mentally captivate us, physically we're in turmoil. The condition it worsens, they rape all black sisters, then leave with a smile. And then we have our babies, they take them, they sell them, and leave us there to die. We wanna go to paradise.
This is Baz Anthony, straight out of Canada. I think this guy deserves to go up for a Grammy type of thing, you know? Good music, great music, memorable music.
Everybody. Wants to be your friend. But who's gonna be there to love you till the end? I wanna be more than just a friend. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Good music all over, everywhere. Poetic Sam, that is, whether it's from the motherland, the continent, Jamaica, Canada, U.S., U.K., I got it. Awesome music. Great music. Uplifting music. CRS Radio. Here comes Sierra Leone. Father.
We money no the gyal and come and chop a banana. We money no the gyal and come and chop a banana. I don't give you cassava, I don't give you potatoes, I don't give you digger, I give you banana. I give you banana. I don't give you banana. Na bulutu, aleki no find na face. Esi get that sexy shape, man deserve good chase. Woman ni waste na bulutu, aleki no find na face. Esi get that sexy shape, man deserve good chase. I get the big banana and a sweet sweet banana. Na rep rep banana, hola with one, hola like a egg. No eat her with rush, you go kill you, you go collapse. You go the riggy, the ragga, they enjoy the play, the laugh. If they see gimme, see the laugh. Say they enjoy the boys. 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 Banana. I don't give you cassava, I don't give you potatoes, I don't give you diggers, I give you banana. I give you banana. I will give you tsunana. If I any young girl, they all let the banana. If I any young boy, they all get the banana. You go kill them for the banana. The monkey with the nabu chef, he says let the banana. Baby, you no worry, he says get the banana. Sweet, sweet banana. Can't take banana. Rep, rep, banana.
We money no the gyal and come and put up a banana. We money no the gyal and come and put up a banana. I don't give you cassava, I don't give you potatoes, I don't give you diggers, I give you banana. I give you banana. I don't give you tsunana.
If you see come on at the garret, a candle on the pan body. For can chop the banana, if you jump the fence, if you beep. We neighbor dem talk na palava. We uncle dey talk na back talk. We auntie dey talk na talk a bit. We sister dey talk na slap. We brother dey talk na BTI. Because he don't taste the banana. The banana. Because he don't taste the banana. The banana.
You go dey riggy, dey ragga, dey enjoy, dey play, dey laugh. You dey shiki, me see, dey laugh. Say you dey enjoy the boys. Say you dey enjoy the boys. Enjoy the boys, say they enjoy the boys.
Yeah, this is Kimmy Chick, straight out of Kenya, in the continent. Staying there for a little bit, Kimmy Chick.
Oh, yeah. Kimberly, how I wanna be?
Yeah, come on, here we go.
Alpha Cliff Entertainment.
Homie, homie, tell me how you want it, want it. Gonna give it to you, baby, you know you were mine, and don't hesitate anymore. Homie, homie, tell me how you want it, gonna give it to you, baby, you know you were mine, and don't hesitate anymore.
Be my soulmate, my eternal lover. I don't want to say goodbye to you. You've been making me happy every day. over my wrong
part.
Let me whine on you. You make me want
it, homie.
Tell me how you want it, want it. Gonna give it to you, baby, you know you were mine, and it don't hesitate anymore.
Homie, homie, tell me how you want it,
gonna give it to you, baby, you know you were mine, and it don't hesitate anymore.
I'm the lioness in this game of love.
You were passionate,
$100 and vote in the Grammy. you got to be a voting member. What these people didn't have, or some have but didn't have enough of, it's not the reggae. It has nothing to do with the reggae. It has to do with the process that they put themselves in to get to the heart, soul, mind of the Grammy people.
That makes a lot of sense.
I studied that. I listened to that stuff last night, and I'm telling you, I came away with a whole different idea of what a Grammy process is, because this lady spelled it out, and she was doing a white, and she didn't look at it as that. She said that wasn't the idea of looking at them as a white reggae band. They were looked at as a reggae band. They embraced reggae long time ago. Think about it. If they're doing it for 25 years, they have been doing something correct to get up to this point. They were nominated before. It's not the first time.
But I've also read an article about them, and they've been connected with the Naya Bingi group as well. Several Naya Bingi groups. With the drumming and all of that. So they've been going around.
They've been going around. Why do you think Chronic can congratulate them? Why do you think Etana said she's been on a tour? And they actually call her and ask her to open for them. They've been here in Florida. There's a thing called the Rise Up Reggae Festival that keeps up there every summer, and it's around, it's all over the place. It's not just here in Florida. And they were on that. So the point that I got driven home is that you have to have the right people doing the right things. And that's the reason why the Marleys were able to capture so many of that, because they put their money where their mouth is. All these people are just getting on social media like Cynthia.
They're cussing out.
A whole lot of stuff. Nothing.
Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make no sense.
Then,
no, leave it in there.
She, she thought she was going to win. Vice thought she was going to win. This is not a show-in. This is something you have to work for. This is something people have to, you know.
But
when I look
Spice
at the Grammy,
doesn't do reggae, though. Spice does not do reggae. Spice is dancehall or hip-hop.
Whether it's dancehall or reggae, and that's what they don't notice, that it's, even though they put them in the reggae category, Coffee didn't really do dancehall, straight dancehall. He did reggae. And look at it. I asked a question. This was my question before. Being viral, does that assure you that you will get Grammy nominated? No. Because Cynthia is viral. She has 1 million, over 1 million followers. Vice has probably close to that. And what happened? Those people don't vote on the Grammy. They're not voting Grammy people. So having them, all of that doesn't help.
I look at it as a learning experience.
It taught me a lot. This is the first time I know I've seen the Grammy, and I've seen the reggae category and all of that. But this is the first time, I guess, because they made that fuss about them winning. But I think you and I talked about this before, where I said that reggae has outgrown Jamaica.
I know.
Reggae is not just a Jamaica thing. Not anymore. It's not just a Jamaica thing. It's a worldwide thing. That's why you got Afrobeat. That's why you got reggaeton. All of that derived from some form of dancehall or reggae.
Yes, that's unfortunate, you know. But
Well, what they have to learn is they have to learn the intricacies of this business, not only just making something and putting it on YouTube and a whole lot of people like it. It doesn't do any. If that's what they're going after, because some people don't really care about the Grammy type of thing, while some people do. So if it's your cup of tea that you want to do the Grammy, there's a lot of work to do. You know, I really did this show. This show is about the Grammy. That's all I've been talking about. You know, it's just, it's crazy. But, you know, here we play great music, but we don't know what is. Okay. Let me jump to one of these. This is Junior Spy, Latin Reggae. Check out this version. Like it. Love it.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Though I look to the light through the pouring rain. That's a game that I hate to lose. Though I'm feeling the strain, ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boy, free my soul. Wanna get lost in the reggae song and drift away. Hey. Give me the beat, boy, free my soul. Wanna get lost in the reggae groove and I think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside seems so unkind. I'm depending on you to carry me through. The joy that you're giving me, I want you to know I believe in your song, the rhythm and rhyme and harmony, the heavy alarm, you're making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boy, free my soul, wanna get lost in the reggae song. Get lost in the reggae groove and drift away.
party, Mount Amasi, mix up. Why you no leave people business? I tell you don't people business.
Good God, I tell you about nothing near gap, nothing nearby your place won't fix up. Why you no love people business?
Leave people business alone. Leave people business alone.
Oh God,
and that's the one time.
Know me a tattoo this car. Who know it already, now go make no do it no more. Mister
Chatty Chatty Mount Amasi, mix up. Why you no leave people business? I tell you don't people business.
Good God, I tell you about nothing near gap, nothing nearby your place won't fix up. Why you no love people business? Chatty, chatty, me can't live in peace. Them see me with down and run round, tell my enemies. My chit chat, for my name, them my hip cap. Oh God,
see the hypocrites, them a galang day. You hear them out before you see them. A real talk can make me can't see Diane day. She left me can't see listen to them. When them a chit chat, for my name, them my hip cap. Oh Lord, it's like them wild with the boss chat.
Really give them something, see them stop chat. This is a warning to you.
Chatty chatty, Mount Amasi, mix up. Why you no leave people business? I tell you don't people business.
Good God, I tell you about nothing near gap, nothing nearby your place won't fix up. Why you no love people business?
Leave people business alone. Leave people business alone.
Oh God,
and that's the one time people them used to say, one sweet nanny goes and go run in belly. So when we touching at the street, nobody see we. Country baby things and I tell people, can you give it love?
Ooh, them can't look in my face again. When the police come running on my place again. So right now me a tattoo this car. Who know it already, now go make no do it no more. Mister
Chatty Chatty Mount Amasi, mix up. Why you no leave people business?
I tell you don't people business.
Good God, I tell you about
nothing near gap, nothing nearby your place won't fix up. Why you no love people business?
Leave people business alone.
Yeah.
Leave people business alone.
Oh God, don't shoot them chatty chatty chatty. Me can't live in peace. Them see me with down and run down. Tell my enemies my chit chat. I put my name in my hip cap. Oh God,
see the hypocrites in my galang day. You hear them out before you see them. A real talk can make me can't see Diane day. She left me can't see listen to them. When them a chit chat, put my name in my hip cap. Oh Lord, it's like them wild with the bus chat.
Really give them something, see them stop chat. This is a warning to you.
Surprise!
Yes, Poetic Sam right here on TIS Radio on the Wild One Show with my co-host, Johnny on the Move Lumley. We talking Grammy. It's gone, but reggae learned a very vital lesson. I think this is the first time the lesson is being so vital, because there are people who start by thinking they were going to just walk in and walk out with a Grammy, but it don't go that way. You got to work. I got one question to ask. I don't know how much you know, Janet, but do you think the Juno is as exhaustive as the Grammys in terms of what you found out since this week and what we've found out, because they don't have a whole bunch of divisions over there, reggae, this, that. They just have the Juno. right?
Yeah, but there's a reggae category as well in that.
Oh, really?
There are five reggae artists here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be somebody from the community.
Oh,
that's
okay.
One of them.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not, the U.S. one is more global.
Worldwide? More,
mm-hmm.
Would you say? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up soon, too. Yeah, I think I recognize that. But here's the other
mm-hmm.
thing. If somebody was worthy over there, what if they would put them in the Juno?
Who?
That's what. If they would put that
somebody
person,
here?
The artist or the band or whatever, if they were from outside of Canada, if they would put them in there. Because, you know, there's people over here that's Canadian that's in June as well. In the Grammys.
Well, here is just the Canadian reggae artist. They might change the category later to maybe to international.
Yeah.
But it's just within somewhere Canada.
I think they should. I think they should. Then it will open it up to a lot more for popularity. Some people don't even know that the Juno, that such a thing exists in Canada. Some people don't know that. Some artists don't know that. But, you know, my eyes is open. I'm not saying I don't know anything about the guy, but I like what the lady talks about, the work that goes in, whole thing to get it to the point of where it is for Soja, mainly she was talking about, because she's talking about up in Nashville being involved, you know. Then you got New York. Then there's so much. There was. I'm telling you, I should look for that episode and send it to you, and you see what she's saying. It's very. She outlined quite a bit.
Send it to me.
Because it's so important. And I guess if you had heard it, it just slipped me to pass it to you this morning. But if you had heard it, we probably would have a little bit more to talk on some of the points that she put out there, because there is the whole idea of what's going on, and people would come with expectations. It's nowhere near. It's nowhere near. Nowhere near. So they should never.
All I can say is that it's a learning experience, and I hope they'll get smartened up and focus more on supporting the reggae industry.
Community. Yeah, because even by without aiming for the Grammys, what they do, they create a support system just from implementing some of the things that she talked about.
It's a lot to absorb, because I guess it became as a shock to everyone.
Yeah, yeah. I was not shocked. It's just that I thought, more so I thought, because of the side that they were leaning toward, people were leaning towards, I just thought Sean Paul would have done it. Let's put it that way. Sean Paul started the thing. They deserve it. They can do it. I mean, they've done it before, but don't mean dumb. And I think that little girl, Coffee, is putting out her album after the Grammys, makes her eligible for next year. And I think she's going to be in high contention next year again. I really believe so. She already sold 200 copies, 200,000 copies in Europe, in the UK.
But Shaggy, is the music that Shaggy sings, sorry, that Coffee sings, everyone, it's relatable to everyone or everywhere around the world.
Right. And that makes a difference.
And that's what these are the things that they're looking for.
Yeah. Yep. And of course, with the team that she has, that did it once. Usually, once a team do it once, they can do it again because they know what the whole prerequisite is.
Yeah,
they know how to go about it.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Learning lesson for everyone. That's it. Because I remember one year when Jackie Ortiz think that he won too. He thought that he won. Even though he's in a predicament right now, the predicament that he's in, he got himself it. But one year,
he got 6 years in prison.
Yes, because he's stupid. You talk on the phone and leave a voicemail that you're going to do this man something, and the whole world, you're not here for a show, and da-da-da-da-da-da. You're going to go to jail. Premeditated. Even if the man was wrong, that's premeditated. Oh, that's how I go on.
That is it.
Man, right? Oh, no.
Yeah, that
what
is what
stupidity?
Warning.
Yeah. Warning. Yeah. You know, he been to jail already.
I know what.
So he understands. Maybe he figure he can last it again this time. You think he's going to luck out when he comes out? He's an old man. Probably this time he don't have no hit song to come out with. I don't know. Yeah, you know. I don't know. Different kind of system over there. Alright, let's go to the music, folks. This is Poetic Sam and Janet on the Move Lumley on the Wagwan Show. And we're talking Grammy today.
I'm not afraid to
Sunita Baker on that one. She apologized. Well, I apologize that the people from Jamaica who thought they would have gotten the Grammy didn't get the Grammy, but that's how it goes. You feel me? You feel me? Cameo is going to talk about that right now. PRS Radio, Poetic Sam, and the Wagwan Show. Join me Saturday while I drop some big, bad, brand new stuff for each and every one.
Teach me.
Yeah, welcome back, welcome back. This is Poetic Slam, Man at the Turntable, and Janet on the Move Lumley, my co-host. So, Janet, you got some, what you got to say today? Because, you know, we're going down on our time. We got a little before 9 Eastern Standard Time. Not everybody's on the same time, but we are all on the same radio, CRS Radio. What, got any news, views, or reviews for us, Nick? Oh, you still have more Grammy. Not nominations, yeah. But Grammy.
Yeah. Let me copy this right there, sir.
Hello. Are you hearing me?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. I'm back. I knew you were talking to somebody else.
No, okay. So, you know, those are, I would say, something that we have to work on in the industry, because some components is missing. I don't know what it is, but that needs to be worked on. And look how many people is in that band. How many? 8 of them.
8 of them. It's a big band. It's not a small band. It's a big band. It's like old time big band used to be like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they've been
and
doing
they all
it for 25
the
years.
Yeah.
After 25 years and they're still able to roll around as big as that, I guess the lady said anything to do to put their name out there, these guys jump on. While you have some of these reggae people or some of these dancehall people don't want to do anything. Everything is about how much money they're going to get. How much money is in it spent.
Well, I hope that's a lesson for them. I hope that's a lesson for, you know, for the industry. And as I said, hopefully next year, let's see who will get it next year. I hope they put out their best at it for this year. Oh, but before we go, I must mention, talking about On the Move, the Loom is on the move.
Oh,
amazing, amazing transformation. It has been transformed. Now it's going to be converted to crypto. There's going to be Ebony Magazine associated with it. It's huge. All I'm going to advise people to do, just go and sign up, because it's really for us. And 2 million people on the platform, we need to get with it. More people, recommending people. All we need to go to connect.swiffin.com and sign up. It's user-friendly. It's not like before. It's much easier now.
Right.
You go in, you put in your name, whatever you need to put in. They don't even require those IDs anymore. That's not even required. You just go and sign up, get your number, and that's it. And then you can browse around. You can share stuff on Facebook now right from the platform. All the social media you can share from there. You can take out advertisement on it. Like, it's huge.
Wow.
It's huge.
That's good news.
Yeah,
that's good news. So the question the question I have to ask is, okay, those the ones, us who were there, the people who were there before, what happened now that is the platform has changed somewhat? What happened?
Nothing has really changed. The only change now is that you go in and re-register yourself. But your stimulus and everything is still there.
Still there. Okay. Just
it's just that now you have more features, more ways. It's not just the Lumi. Lumi is one currency, but it's connecting to many currencies now that you can use different ways. And sooner or later, we can actually convert it. So for example, if you're sending money to somebody, like how you would send to Western Union, you don't even have to do that anymore. You send the currency to the individual, and they now can convert it to whichever currency that they want.
Oh, okay. That's huge. It's gone huge.
I'm very, very pleased with the platform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was worth it. And they're still upgrading. They're still updating because, you know, to get it to that level, to that place where it should be, it requires a lot of work. They said they'll lose sleepless nights and days just trying to get it there. But it's getting there.
It's getting there.
Imagine this one currency now can get you into all these other currencies. There's one that there with it's out of the U.S. With gold, so it's now connecting with another gold company. But you know, it was bought by gold. This is even more gold.
Right.
Whoa. Yeah. So it's good.
That is awesome.
Anyhow,
people.
I'm on the job. You know. So I just thought I called in.
Okay.
I'm on the move.
Well,
as you know, I'm in Brompton right now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I'm in Brompton.
Well, it's a good call in because I really wanted to get some other views about this whole Grammy, you know. But I really expounded on it. For what I can do for myself from listening and learning what I learned. And hopefully it will be a major learning process for a lot of these Jamaicans.
Well, it's a learning curve for all of us because, you know, we can take a page out of these guys' book and maybe even for yourself who are working with the upcoming artists.
It is
something to now look at to see what we can implement, you know, for them and what can talk about, see where they're going wrong and stuff like that. So it's a learning experience.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a very really open mind.
Yeah, no,
eyes.
It's good. Yeah.
So.
But send me that article. Send me that article.
Yeah. I sure will.
Time to
share. You know, we sharing is caring and, you know, in this business, once you care, you're going to share what you know. And that's what I learned.
Right.
And her being not a Jamaican, and she cared so much about reggae and put all that effort into the reggae, should be commended. She should be commended for all that work she did to get them there.
Send me her info, because maybe somebody that could be connected to or connected with.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking. How did that's exactly the thought that came across my mind last night.
Yeah.
She's no little fry. She's been around this stuff for 15 years.
Yes.
So she knows inner. But I think, you know, she's seasoned. So she knows.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I was there sitting thinking, how could I make light of this here so it could help the artists that I'm looking at where to go and how to go about it. I mean, I learned a lot from just the conversation and the ideas that she put out there, much less to be able to go in, you know, the finer things of what it consists of. Oh, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
But I will send it to you and you will see it and it will just kind of, you know, kind of like blow you away to know that. Number one, it's the amount of process. The process is sound so exhaustive. Because it's not a little bit of stuff, you know, not a little bit of stuff. But we're going to go, as I say, you on the move. So I'll let you keep on the move, and myself will be on the move. In another 10 minutes, I'll be out of here. On Saturday, friends.
Okay, so you know what? I'm going to call it. I'm going to be heading myself. So once again, thank you for having me on. And next week I'll have more, lots more information to share about the Lumi.
That's right. Okay.
All right. So have yourself a good evening.
Yes, folks. Thank you. And she said that to all of you as well. And in 2 weeks' time, I should have Jenny Beckford. I'm thinking if I should do her on a Wednesday show or a Saturday show, you know, with her.
Maybe this Saturday.
Yeah, I was thinking. I never usually.
Even the Wednesday, she can come on. Yeah.
Yeah, but I really got to have her on because I think what she's doing is very important. It should be something out there. Very important. All right, so get on the move while I move some music in the way. All right?
All right. So, yes, all right. So have a good night.
Yeah, thank
all right.
you.
Bye-bye.
Went for a walk just the other day with my daddy right beside me. Son, what you wanna be when you grow up? I don't wanna be no policeman, cause crime is getting out of hand. No liar, no fireman. He said, what you wanna be then? Just like you. Me never ever said this, my mommy. Take care of me, you'd like you take care of me. That's who I wanna be, just like you, yeah. No, you don't know them, daddy, thank God me know mine and him take care of me. Daddy, I'm a general. My butt a blank for my daddy. From the day my body's always been there for me. Through the ups and downs, you know you've always been around. So every day me show you love, but not just part of the love. Daddy, man, me tell you straight. There's no better man I'd want to emulate. I know that Mandela and Obama great, but in my life, you are my head of state. Like you, always see a kiss, my mommy. Hug up and squeeze and caress, my mommy. That's who I wanna be, just like you, yeah. No, you don't know them, daddy, thank God me know mine and him take care of me. Daddy, I'm a general. Oh, genius, man, you're done. From me a little, you know me son a big man. You ever teach me right, you know you never lead me wrong. Teach me off love, respect and treat a good man. Mommy says she see you when she sees my face. She smiles, there is no disgrace. Your love puts her in a happy place. So I gotta stay, I wanna be like you. Treat my girl like you treat my mommy. I will love but don't abuse our body. That's who I wanna be. Just like you, yeah. No, you don't know them daddy. Thank God me know mine and him take care of me. But I'm a general. I couldn't sing another song for you. Really sing from my heart, you know it's
don't forget to come back right here on Saturday at 12 till 2. It's me, Poetic Sam, on the musical turntable. I'll play the best of the unknown artists for you. Yes, hopefully one day, one or two, we'll get to the Grammys, and I'll be able to say, yeah, I had a part in doing that. Yes. But if I don't catch you at the end of this, I'll catch you on Saturday right here, wherever your girl, Chelsea Stewart, and coming up soon, Kimmy Chick interview straight out of Kenya. Catch you on Saturday 12 to 2 right here on TRS Radio, the sound of Poetic Sam on the musical turntable. Go out, tell a friend, bring a friend, stay till the end, and watch for the interviews. Interviews are coming up. Jenny Beckford, Kimmy Chick, Kayla Miller, all from the mother, all from Europe and the continent. I'm just keeping you alive no matter where we go. See you, people. Have an awesome weekend. Come back here on Saturday again with a friend and we'll just do it again and again.